Good morning, everyone. I feel so, I don't know what I'm feeling this morning, but I just have this sense that this morning's really important. That there's something in this morning that is going to touch you in a different way. And, we've had so many different experiences already through the service, and our whole heart for the next, these next 2 months, and for as we approach Easter especially as well, but as we're just delving into the book of John, our whole heart is that we actually encounter glory. That it's not just something in our head, that it's not just something that we do mechanically, but that there's a different level. There's a different level of us that gets touched and interacts with. And I feel like this morning is really key. As I was sitting there just then, God prompted me to remember myself. I hate crying. God prompted me to remember the first time that I actually encountered him. And I grew up in a church, I grew up in a Christian family. And so I grew up with the processes of being a Christian. But I have really distinct memories of an interaction with him. And one of them was when I was in primary school, and I was really young. I'm not quite sure how young, but I know I was young because can kind of picture where I was. And I remember coming out of kids' church and feeling different. I remember saying to my mum, I gave my life to Jesus today. And I remember that feeling. Like there was something, a feeling. I know I'd actually said it many times before in kids' church, but there was something different, and I can picture the whole thing. And then I remember a time in high school, in year seven, when our year 12s had written a sheet in our Christian group. They'd written a sheet of their favorite verses and they'd given it to us in the group at school. And I remember reading 1 Corinthians 13 on that and realizing that that was for me. There was an interaction that I had with God in that moment. And then I remember meeting like some people in university, and they prayed like they believed it. They prayed like they meant it. And I remember getting to know these people, and through them, actually having a shift in my relationship with God, where it was no longer going to church, but it was actually personal. And so all of these things were coming flooding back to me this morning. Because this book that we have is here for us to do just that, connect on a different level with our God. It's promised to us to be a living book. Not just a textbook, but a living book that's going to speak life and allow us to interact personally with us. And so often in the past, and even now, I kind of read it as a textbook and trying to get it with my head, but actually there's so much more in it. It invites us to actually step into it, to meet our Creator, to meet our Saviour, and to interact with Him. And so, this morning, we're going to do a little bit of that. As I prepared this message, I was playing with that, the way on our Life Build Academy that we're looking at of interacting with the scripture. It's listening to it and then understanding, what's God saying to me? Why is he saying it? What do I need to do with this? And so I was playing with that as we were going through the scripture because I wanted something personal for me as well as something to bring to you. So come with me this morning and let's encounter Jesus. John 14, verses 1 to 11, just listen. Don't be troubled. You trust God, now trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's home, and I am going to prepare a place for you. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly. When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am, and you know where I am going and how to get there. No, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said it. We haven't any idea where you're going and how we can know. How can we know the way? But Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus replied, Philip, don't you even yet know who I am, even after all the time I have been with you? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to see him? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of what you have seen me do. Lord God, just open our hearts. Open up our spirits, Lord God, to hear what you're saying to us today. What you want to interact with us. What you want to communicate, make us feel, to hear. Thank you, Lord. You know, as we step into that setting, if we imagine walking into that setting, we're looking into a room where Jesus is eating a Passover meal. He's with his disciples. He's just washed their feet. They're probably following the traditions of the meal. There were certain things, you know, ways that they went about eating this meal. It wasn't just a free-for-all. There was a lot of tradition. There were scriptures that were read. There were things that were said in that space. And then he starts opening up new ideas and new concepts to them, opening up what is actually in those scriptures. There's food passing around. They're reclining. He introduces communion in that meal. And there's discussions of betrayal and denial and departure of him, and the disciples are confused. And Thomas plainly says, he says, I just don't get what you're going on about, Jesus. I just don't understand. We don't know how, we don't know where you're going or how to get there. And so suddenly, as I read that, I'm sitting in that space too. And I just go, I don't get it. So often I don't get what you're talking about, Jesus. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't always know what's going on. I'm confused. And I don't know how to interpret in the light of today. My mind tries to figure it out, tries to balance, you know, oh, this is the temp, you know, this is where the society's at, and how do we unwrap these scriptures, and how do we make them make sense, and how do we're trying to kind of get our heads around it all. So Jesus replies in verse 6. John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. What have I just heard? Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. I am the way, the truth, the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. In this moment, Jesus is, he's just speaking something profound, not just to my head, but to my heart. He's going at a deeper level. He says, I am the way. Jesus is saying it's wrapped up in actually encountering him. In him there is life and truth. He's not saying, okay, this is the way we go, or these are the steps to take. He's saying, I am the way. The way to truth and life is in a person. The same person that said, I am to Moses at the burning bush. The one that led the Israelites out of Egypt and into the promised land. That same I am. The I am that Jeff spoke all those names of this morning. To know the way, we need to know the I am. We need to actually encounter him. Because just following a method or just following a path actually doesn't get us anywhere. Jesus said, I am. His very person is the way. Why is he saying this? Why is he saying it to me? Why is he saying it to his disciples? And so as I read through the passage again, I come to this, verse 7 through to 10. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him, you have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. And Jesus replied, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone feel like that? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. It's through Jesus that we know God. Jesus is unpacking his relationship, how he is, you know, intimately connected to God, is God. He's not just the flesh and blood that they're sitting in the room with, but he is much more than that. He is completely one with God, one with the Father. It's not just a matter of Jesus is a bit like his dad, but they are completely and utterly connected. And because of this, encountering Jesus, we can know without a doubt that we're encountering God. We're encountering someone who loves us. And so we know without a doubt that we are loved. We know without a doubt that we are not an accident, because we are created. We're not accidental. We know that we're not defined by how we feel about ourselves or how we feel about anything. We're defined by someone greater, something greater, who spoke into us, who spoke into our being. We know without a doubt when we encounter Jesus that we have purpose in our life beyond just existing on this earth. That we have something more to give, something more to offer. So much like my Philip, we fall into this trap of just being around Jesus. We just hang around him. We read our Bible, we go to church, we kind of connect with people. But are we really knowing him? Are we really encountering who he actually is? If Jesus is just a person in a book who has good teaching to follow, there's no life. He is glory. He is all those things that Jeff spoke this morning, all those things that we felt ourselves, we couldn't help but clap. Like something in us welled up and we had to interact with this person that Jeff was presenting to us, because suddenly we felt his presence in the room, because suddenly we knew that there's something in this name that is so much more than a great person in a book. And so we found ourselves actually encountering glory because something in our spirit reacted with it. Because he's someone that I can encounter. He's someone that I can experience. He's someone that I can intimately know. And so what do I do with this? If I don't, you know, it's not like I feel this all the time. I read this, it tells me this. So what do I do with this? When we go back to the passage in verse 11, it says, just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I love that so much, Amy. When you said, even when you feel horrible, you just go to church. And when you just worship, something happens. Because what's happening is Amy's choosing to just believe. And out of that, there is this interaction that starts happening and she starts connecting with the living God that loves her, that wants to touch her, wants to heal her, wants to free her. When Jesus spoke those words to Philip, John recorded them not just because they happened. He recorded them because they're for us too. Because it's in believing in Jesus that we actually start on this journey of encountering him. Because there's an invitation not just to associate with a person in a book, but to know him and know God. And to believe him, we actually start to interact with him as if he's alive. Like to believe the words that he said, to believe the things that he did, then we're actually stepping out of ourselves and we're going, if all of this is true, then he's alive and he's real and he is God. And therefore, he is someone that I can interact with. And so we can discover that we can talk to him. We can trust him. Things that we would have with a human relationship of someone that we can see, that we, all these things are suddenly open to us in Jesus. We can get to know him by observing the world around us that he's created, by finding out about him. Yes, historically, what he likes and what he doesn't like. We can have common friends in church. Think of that. Like we're common friends of Jesus in this space. We can actually begin to treat him and as he says, as we are speaking that we believe. And so we then worship and we words can come out of our mouth of praise and honor and glory and things that are real. And we can expect him to interact back with us. That it's not just a one-way conversation, that he can actually interact with us as well. And so today we're actually going to have communion together. And so I'm going to ask the service crew if they'd like to just start and get that sorted. Because today we actually have an interaction, an invitation to get past the surface and connect with our heart. And you know, some people find this really easy. And other people don't. And believe it or not, I'm actually not someone that finds it easy. It's something that has taken time to learn, to be brave enough to step into that space. I remember a really profound moment when something shifted, and it was probably 22 years ago, not quite 22, 21 years ago. And I remember sticking my hand up in worship for the first time ever. And because I was too embarrassed, that's just embarrassing. You don't do that. People might look at me. But I remember something, I was in worship, and I remember something just said, just do it. I remember sticking my hand up. And this incredible connection with God through a simple, silly act. But it was saying, I believe. I believe you are real. I believe that you are living and here now. And so today, as we take communion, just, you know, you feel free to eat the bread, which is his body, to drink the juice, which is his blood. We do it as an act of remembrance. But today, you know, because we're not sitting at the table with Jesus. We're not there. We're remembering because he asked us to remember. He asked us to keep remembering this space where he spoke of his body and his blood being poured out for us. We're not remembering because it was a sad day. We're remembering because we believe him. We're remembering because we believe who he is. Because we believe that Jesus is God with us, that he is Emmanuel. We believe that he came down to earth to show us who God is. Show us how much he loves us, how much he loves his world. We believe that he died in our place and he rose to life having victory. So I just encourage you to sit in that space right now. Close your eyes. Don't worry about what's going on around you. Sit in that space. as you believe those things, as you believe, expect to encounter glory. Expect that he might actually speak to you. Expect to have some interaction with him, the living God. You know, just listen for it. Still your mind, just deep breaths if you need to. You might hear a word, it might just be one word. You might have a thought come into you. You might just have a feeling of his presence. Your body itself might just feel different. Just expect something. Respond in some way. You might feel like you want to say sorry. You might want to say thank you. It doesn't have to be much. You might feel like you want to stand up or sit down or kneel, or interaction. Respond back to him. Close today, just let that be the beginning of something. If you feel you want to stay longer, that's fine. Just you might have had a profound experience. You might have just been blown out of the water, or you might be doubting that anything happened, anything you felt or heard was God. You know what, when I doubt, I just thank him anyway. Like, isn't it better to give him the honour? We don't want to give it to anyone else. If he says, I love you, then yeah, you can be pretty sure that it's him. But whatever the case is, keep believing. Everyone. It's not just a personality type thing. He actually really wants to have a living relationship with every single one of us. And that includes you. Lord God, I just thank you so much. I thank you that you are more than a person in a book. Thank you that you are living and breathing, alive in our world today. I thank you that you want to have a relationship with us, that you never leave us just where we are if we dare to believe you. if we dare to step out and believe that you are Jesus, the Son of the living God, who died and rose again for us. If we dare to believe that just as everyone in the Bible who had an interaction with you was changed and shifted and freed and released when they believed in you, that we too can have those things. That we too don't have to stay in the same spot that we are, but when we believe you, that we can encounter you and we can encounter glory. Oh Lord God, we worship you and we honor you.